I want to add a word to Uma's list as what we find out is we're damn strong. Because the power of life is really strong. And this thing that we are hiding from or denying is who we actually are. It is our being. It is the source of reality. It's not something outside ourselves. It's something that's within ourselves that is connected to everything outside ourselves. These building of walls and this whole experience that we're talking about, the risks and the managing of risks in our lives is because there's a certain element that comes in, and certainly in my experience, and I think it's pretty true of all human experience, of shame of who we are. And so we end up trying to protect ourselves from being revealed. I loved what Cease was saying as we were preparing. If you look at what's happening in politics right now with regards to the government shutdown and the Democrats and the Republicans, the same exact thing is happening in most people's relationships. It's just not on the front page of Fox News or MSNBC. Well, you give me what I want, and I'll give you what you want, and then maybe this relationship can continue. And another thing that came up in the service prep, which Bob spoke about, is the power of creating a problem that you now can fix. You know how that shows up at Sunrise Ranch? A new person shows up, and another person who lives here for a while says, "You don't really know what's going on here." Really? Anybody have this experience? I've had it over and over again, that a new person with open heart and loving, I have just touched something of the reality I am by, like, I just interviewed someone and they said, when I went to that first service where you spoke, Jane, something happened and I just opened up, and then I saw them walking away and talking to some people going, "Oh God." Like these people are now going to tell them the real goods of what's happening at Sunrise Ranch instead of having space for their something cracked open in them, and here they are. The greatest thing you can do as a member of this community is when someone's having that experience is stand in front of them and just keep saying, "Yes, yes, it's true, it's you, I see you." But I can tell you that it is very common that people come here and get those words. "Let me tell you what's really going on here." And you know why? Because now they've created a problem where they can say, "And I'll tell you how we can fix it. Or I'll tell you how to manage this. Because I've just created a non-existent problem that you're going to have to deal with, and I'll tell you because I'm the authority and I know how to do it." If anybody thinks I'm off base here, you can tell me about it, but I am telling you it is so constant in the human experience to create a reality that you can then be the authority of the false state, fixing a false state that you just created for the person. "I'll tell you what's really going on here." And then the person, you know what happens for them? They immediately feel like, "I've had this experience, and now this person who's been in this community for however long, in this lovely, privileged, opportune place, is telling me I should be feeling shame for the fact that my heart opened to something. I must have been stupid." What a defilement. I just got to say, it is the worst defilement I know, in the privilege. And when we think about who we are as a being, we are connected to everything that already knows order and design. Because that's what being is. It's all part of design and order. And we are that. Where the heck is the where the heck is the problem? I mean, if you're I love the way you spoke about it, Catherine. Like, if you're feeling this challenge, turn it over to your being. Don't turn it over to the great mind that got you into the trouble anyway. That which builds the wall loves the wall. Doesn't it? I mean, this is my wall, and I am functioning with great authority because I built it. I know how to do this. I know how to be with people. Yes. Go ahead, challenge my wall. And in the meantime, people are going to bed sobbing because they're so damn lonely. They don't understand that they are giving all their life energy into the creation of something that is killing them, separating them, suffering. And if you have any sense of who you are as a being, and I think anyone who's here at Sunrise Ranch has touched that at some level, and depending on how much time you've given to the space of yourself as a being, you become incredibly familiar with that. If you decide it's a once in a blue moon you're going to pay attention to it, you don't have the familiarity with how being is in front of you all the time. But if you've touched it, you know the simple technology of shutting your mouth, shutting your mind, and saying, I am of heaven. It is the source of who I am. It is who I am. It's not that. I am that I am, not this, not over there. We do have the human experience to engage and have the privilege and the ecstasy of. And because the human experience has been so much about these walls and the power and privilege of having your own particular wall, we end up deciding it's impossible to relate to another person just at the level of being because my identity will fall away. My identity inside the wall, or my wall will fall away, but I'm not going anyplace. This beautiful piece David quoted, and I was using a couple of weeks ago about willing to be found. What Martin was speaking about and what I'm trying to address here is we are addicted to being found as we are described by the walls we have built, instead of being found as those walls have fallen down. Like we cannot just step out. I read a couple lines out of this psalm 2 weeks ago. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Why am I trying to hide? And this is not a white-bearded guy in the sky. This is the voice of being. Thou knowest. You know. You know who you are. You know your walls, and I appreciate the way Rachel spoke about dropping them. But I can tell you for many of my experiences, it's just not that easy. I sometimes do need a 2x4 in the head saying, again, again. You know, you keep doing this and you think, one of the things we say in shadow work is not being yourself resulting in you not suffering? No. I've never had anybody in any process I've done say, yeah, it's kind of working for me. I keep pretending this is going great. But of course, the person has decided to be in a process where they've said they want something different in their life. Anybody here want something different in their life? I'm glad one honest person raised their hand. I do. And you know, the only source of the answer is in my being. It's not in my great thoughts, even though I'm thankful to have a great mind. It's not in my emotional realm. I'm so grateful to have a deep heart. But those have been influenced and manipulated by the world, and I am not of this world. I am in it, but I am not of it. I think you said on Sunday, David, something like, and hey, I'm a really nice guy, and so are you, something like that. I'm a really special being, and so are you. We have the privilege of being incarnate in these wonderful suits of substance, of fine heavenly substance. This is heavenly substance too. And we have inheritances. Gary and I were speaking not long ago about our ancestry. That's genetically part of who we are. And it is there to be enjoyed and blended and have this incredible experience of the communion and diversity of the kingdom of being. But we have made it the law. We have made our culture the law. We have made our identity outside ourselves as the reality, and we are dying. And we are lonely, and that's all we have to do. I am not that. I am not of this world. Does anybody else agree with me? All right, if you are not of this world, please stand. So look around the room. Where are we from, people? But can you imagine saying this at a Rotary meeting? Are you guys of this world? I mean, could somebody stand up here with me? Or at the Chamber of Commerce? They say, you bet I am. I'm from Loveland, Colorado. To acknowledge who you are as a being is not of this world and is connected to everything. The fire of your being is stronger than you know. I mean, Uma's just gone through hell. Look at her. The fire of her being is so strong. I told her, and you know, I don't make this stuff up, but Olivia came to me when she was passing and just said, please tell them how much I knew they loved me. I don't know why she chose me to say that. And she said, and please tell Aubrey not to forget me. It's the power of being. It's not because I'm some psychic magician. It's because of my love for Uma that this child knew she needed to know that. This beautiful being. I appreciated when we were in the prep, Dorian speaking about the story in the garden where the spirit of love, the Lord, comes walking and says, where art thou? And then those people who have already started walling themselves off are answering different questions. They're not even paying attention to the question which was asked, where art thou? It's like, oh, that's right, here I am. It's like, well, here comes the description of the wall. Well, I'm naked. I'm ashamed. I'm hiding. That wasn't the question. The question was, where art thou? Ta-da! I'm back! If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, if I create all these walls and all this baloney, behold, thou art here. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, to the being you are. I am not of this world. I am of heaven, and so are you. What a privilege to live with people who know this is real and can remind each other. You are of heaven. Thanks for being in heaven together tonight. I appreciate it. And good night.